We front load you with what turns into a story in reality.
Rich Eisen.
He's one of my favorite people in the world.
Oh my God, love him.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Salty Tua. Take control.
I'm giving Tyreek a shot. Just know that he is getting the ball.
Yeah! That sounds like an undefeated quarterback.
Today's guests, Super Bowl winning quarterback Drew Brees, Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, plus actor Josh Duhamel. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. What a fun show we have in store for everybody here on this Thursday. Kickoff to week four of the NFL season. It is awesome. If you love quarterbacks, and who doesn't, then the next 3 hours are for you. Good to see everybody here on the Roku channel 210 and also this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network. Thanks for listening to us on Odyssey, Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 218. We say hello to those listening on XM on Channel 202. And then our podcast listeners, yeah, all 3 hours of this show can be downloaded at your convenience and heard at your convenience through the Cumulus Podcast Network, where all podcasts are acquired. Do us a favor, hit that RSS feed button to follow us there. Hit the follow on our YouTube stream, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. All 8 years, soon to be fully 8 years of this show, sitting right there, including some select clips from this show that you may miss. And then we re-air on the Roku channel every single day. As soon as we're done here, the first hour that we're putting on tape right now, live on the Roku channel, hits and isn't really on tape. I'm an old man. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us today. Drew Brees is on this program. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer when his time is ready for that. And he'll join the same bust room as our first guest in the second hour, Steve Young, who's on this program because his episode of NFL Icons on Epics comes up this Saturday. And Steve is going to help us promote that. I narrate that show. You should watch it. It is awesome. Matthew Stafford. He's got a shot to make the Hall of Fame if he keeps winning. And he's the defending Super Bowl champion quarterback, getting ready for a Monday night game against the 49ers. And he's on this program in hour number two. How about that? Drew Brees, Steve Young, Matthew Stafford. That's how we're rolling before Josh Duhamel comes in the studio and makes our two shot look very difficult for the host.
If you're starting a franchise, which of those three quarterbacks would you
pick? Ooh, look at you. Oh, man.
I know. Sorry. I just thought of
it. Wow. You're going off a sports talk radio conversation.
I know.
Put that on our Twitter feed.
Throw that out there.
Put that on the Twitter feed.
Call us and make
it. So basically, we say thank you to these gentlemen for making time for the show by mashing them together for sports talk radio fodder on our Twitter feed.
That's right.
There you go. That's 21st century. They can handle it. They got thick skin. Two of them have busts. Well, one of them has a bust. One's going to. And the other one is in that direction. He's heading in that direction. And as I mentioned, Josh Duhamel is in studio hour number three in advance of the debut last night that appeared on Disney Plus of the second season of Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'm in that show.
You are?
Yes, 5-episode arc.
When do you pop up? Do you know? Last night was episode one.
Right? I don't know that off the top. Okay. You just gotta watch them all.
Watch.
Never know. I might be there. Just, hey, there's Rich in a hockey arena.
Can't wait for the residual game that we play in like 7 years.
Oh, me too.
For this.
$2. $2.03. Good to see you, by the way,
hey,
over
man.
There, Christopher.
You,
DJ Mikey D is in D's Dots. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Rich.
Light the candle, TJ Jefferson. Light the candle. How are you, sir? How are you today? Snapping that thing
on? Great.
Okay.
How about
not?
You? No, I mean, we never ask you. How are you today, Rich?
You know what? I'm fantastic. You know why? Because I had a great family sports viewing moment last night.
Yeah, you did.
It's so great. It's so amazing to share a sports moment that means so much to you with your fam. And that happened to me last night because I have been locked in every Aaron Judge at-bat that I've been home for and around a television set for, and sometimes watching it on my phone on runways and things like that as I'm away from home and trying to share it. Look, I know I'm known as a football guy, having been with NFL Network for, this is my 20th season, but I've always been a baseball guy before that. My first love, baseball. Love it. The Yankees mean so much to me. It's sometimes unnerving. Grew up a Yankee fan. I get misty when I see the Reggie Jackson, Thurman Munson. moments. Last night, Gerrit Cole passed Ron Guidry for most strikeouts in a season by a New York Yankee pitcher. That's my guy, Ron Guidry. One of my guys, Mattingly. Today is on this date. He hit his sixth Grand Slam of the 1987 season, setting a record for most Grand Slams in a season. I saw that on my Twitter feed this morning. I got misty. I don't know. I turn into Vermeil when I think of the Yankees as him being a kid and growing up. And seeing Aaron Judge hit home run number 61 last night. 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61 himself. It was amazing. I will never forget it. It means so much to me. I'm again, fortunate to be able to talk so much sports with you on this show and been around for a while. And I remove emotion from a lot of my sports viewing and sports reporting for a reason, because, you know, that's what we call professionalism. But this just means so much to me, and who Aaron Judge is and appears to be is somebody that I want my kids to follow and grow up and be that guy who hits 61 home runs in a season and is all about his team at the same time and seems to do everything right and hands the home run baseball to his mom and bets on himself. That's the other thing that's so the two most impressive things about this to me, outside of the obvious gaudy number 61, is twofold. The manner in which he conducted himself over the last week after hitting 60 and not getting too many great pitches to hit. I know, Chris, you're saying he should have been a little bit more aggressive from time to time. And, you know, he didn't get out of his game at all. He was walking a lot. He was getting base hits. And he was just staying even keel. He didn't really get upset very much at all, even though he knew every single at-bat was being shown across the country, being, you know, broken into other broadcasts on ESPN and MLB Network and the Maris family's around and his family's around just waiting. And he never got out of his game, spitting on sliders, diving out of the zone, just not going for it and just saying, you know, what got me the 60 home runs will get me 61. And I need to win games. And I was so impressed by that. And of course, the fact that he bet on himself. In a city where you tell their, you know, everybody's favorite baseball team outside of the Mets, obviously, but you tell a lot of people's favorite baseball team, I'm not signing with you. I'm betting on myself, and I'm going to turn down generationally enriching money that would generationally enrich every other person who roots for me in this team. I'm going to bet on myself, and normally that eats the town up. The town eats you up, and you'll struggle, and you'll go through some struggles. Instead, he's had an MVP season. We'll look back on this, and despite Shohei Ohtani's immense talent, unicorn talent, there was a three-week stretch during this season where he might win the Triple Crown where we thought he might not be the MVP. That's laughable. Laughable. He broke a tie last night. Gerrit Cole was perfect through five and then gave up three runs in the sixth. Tie game. Guess who steps up in the seventh inning and hits his 61st home run, a two-run shot. And then the Blue Jays, who were feeling great about themselves, and they needed a win last night to clinch a playoff spot, they fell apart. He's so valuable. He wrecks the game for the opponent. Incredible. And I say to Aaron Judge, who I've never met, we've invited him on the show multiple times, thank you. Thank you. Can't wait to see 62. He's going to go home to do it. And I hope the Yankees take note. And what they should do is take a look at, to use the George M. Steinbrenner of the third phrase, look at every fanny in the seats filled up to watch a team that's already clinched pretty much everything it can clinch, which is the division and a first round bye. They're not going to catch the Astros for top seed in the American League, one would think. Watch the turnstiles move, and every fanny in the seat is filled to watch Aaron Judge take that extra revenue that the Yankees would never have gotten in a three-game set against the Orioles after everything's been clinched, place it aside, and give it all to Aaron Judge when he asks for it next spring. Now then, let's get to what Roger Maris Jr. had to say after the game this has been a subject matter that Christopher, TJ, Mike, we have bandied about. This is a phrase Dion had never heard before I used it with him yesterday. We have we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
About is Aaron Judge now at 61, is he tied with the all-time single season home run king? Oh, wait a minute. Sosa, McGuire, and Barry Bonds each hit more than 61. What are we talking about? We know what we're talking about. Okay. So Roger Maris Jr. was asked the question, the hot button subject, about whether McGuire, Sosa, and Bonds should have, like his daddy, an asterisk next to their home run total, not because of the number of games in which his father had done it, but rather because we all suspect, and in some cases had confirmed, steroids were at play. Here's Roger Maris.
I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way. And, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Baseball's never going to do something. I will break that news to Roger Maris Jr. Baseball will never do something. You know why? Because baseball didn't do it when they should have. This is a very emotional subject for me because I was in the Sports Center seat during this time of McGuire and Sosa, and it was incredible. I loved it. Doing Sports Center on nights that McGuire and Sosa were homering against each other in that magical season of 1998 was amazing. I met Mark McGuire and became really good friends with him and love him. Loved him and still love him despite him lying to me in a sit-down interview when he retired that he never did anything wrong. And I know Bonds has never been caught with anything, but why is Judge 20 home runs clear of the next guy here? Why have we not seen this? Why are 50 home run seasons rare when suddenly 60 home run seasons became normal? Because those guys did it in a time when baseball wasn't clean. Is baseball clean now? I sure hope so. I sure hope so. It does appear that they are much more stringent in trying to look for this than ever before. But I'm hearing, you know, and seeing on Twitter and people saying, you leave it up to baseball to tear down other guys' greatness and achievements while celebrating another person's. Okay. Don't blame me for thinking that Bonds was on something and knowing McGuire was on something and that Sosa was on something. Don't blame me for that. Blame Bud Selig, who's in the Hall of Fame, and blame Donald Fehr of the Players Association, because those guys were in charge when this was happening, when Brady Anderson was hitting 50 home runs in a season, okay? They were in charge and did nothing. Zero. And we were all watching it, and I was part of it. Guilty as charged, going on the air at night and lionizing these events and talking about how unprecedented it was and how beautiful it was. And by the way, McGuire's home run chase was beautiful.
It was.
With his, you know, with the Maris family there.
His son.
And his and his son.
It was great.
And his wife, who he wasn't married to anymore. And it was just a nice model of how families can come together, even though if they're apart. It was beautiful. And I loved being in the front row of that.
And it saved the sport. Like, let's be honest.
It did. And Chicks Dig the Long Ball was the commercial.
Great.
And yes. But at the time, if they had done what's being done now, we assume, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And these conversations are going to go on for a long time. There is no answer. Baseball's not going to come out and say there's now an asterisk next to all those things. You know why? Because that means we're going to take a look at the guy who's in the Hall of Fame, who was the commissioner at the time. They're not going to do that. And it kills me because I love this sport so much. But it is a conversation. And by the way, don't blame Maris's son for saying this. He was asked a direct question. It's not like he's out there pounding the table in every single spot that he possibly can. It's got to be emotional for him, too, that he was there watching McGuire and then hearing a few years later that it was tainted. You know? So don't blame him. Blame two guys. The guys who were in charge at the time. The Players Association and the sport. You know, and if you want to blame me because I was part of the paparazzi that was putting it all out there, I mean, go ahead. It really pains me. It's a painful subject for me. Really is. Because I love the sport so damn much. And I believe Aaron Judge is, in fact, one home run away from being the all-time single-season home run king. And there are tons of people who are in the Bay Area who feel exact opposite. Love Bonds. It was incredible what Bonds did, and Bonds is an all-time great, and he was. He's an incredible baseball player. He was amazing when he was rail thin with the Pirates. He's one of the all-time greats. But I believe, even though it was never caught, that he was definitely on something.
Well, his trainer refused to testify.
I believe
it,
and
jail for
it. And I'm, you know, and if it's ever proven that I'm wrong, I will be the first to say something about it. But that's the way I feel. You may feel differently, and that's great. Fine. You can believe it. So it's unfortunate that this thing is going to forever be a split decision in many people's minds. But don't blame me for that. Blame the guys who did it, and blame the guys who were in charge. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. And this opening segment is exactly what's baseball's conundrum. Is just, you know, all-time generational arguments that now include, you know, synthetics with it different eras. And also just the beautiful moments. Incredible. Like Aaron Judge hitting 61 last night. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on this subject and so much more. On this program, I have my top five missing pieces of the NFL campaign. There are five teams missing pieces through the first 3 weeks, and it looks like it might linger for a while for some of these.
Does that include, like, assistant offensive coaches?
I don't want to give anything away, Chris.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't want to give anything away.
Got it.
But top five missing pieces of the 2022 NFL season so far.
So far. Like members of the staff who know what they're doing offensively.
So far, please. Got it.
So these are not teams that should have been in your top 10 yesterday.
I know
these
you guys still have a problem with my power rankings, but you can go pound sand. It's my power ranking list. You've got your own. You've got your own. I've got mine. We can keep revisiting this. I'm fine with it. I've got a thick skin. I'm good. We've got four guests. Josh Duhamel in studio. He's a handsome man.
He is.
So I wore one of my most slimming shirts today.
That's a good look for you. Yeah.
I had a friend of mine ask if she could come to the studio. I was like, no, you can't come to the studio.
That's great.
No.
That's odd that Mila would say that.
It was not Mila.
Okay. And three quarterbacks. Steve Young and Matthew Stafford, an hour or two. And when we come back, Drew Brees will join us. I'll ask him if the Saints are missing Sean Payton. And so much more. Drew Brees, future Hall of Famer, when we come back. Audible has everything you love listening to and more. It's the home of storytelling. There's no better place to find all the stories your imagination craves, like the hottest new releases of the year. Audiobooks, exclusive originals, and popular podcasts, including The Rich Eisen Show, they're all on Audible. Whatever you're in the mood for, Audible has an incredible selection of audio entertainment for you to choose from. Maybe you want to get the real story behind your favorite team's winning streak. Maybe you want to hear celebrities talk about their lives and careers. Or maybe you could use some pro hacks on how to better your business, better your relationships, or just get better sleep. And there's knockout performances from your A-list entertainers and comedians, too. The best part is you get to have it all, because with Audible, there are thousands of included titles that you can listen to all you want, and more get added every single week. So come to the home of storytelling and try it for free for 30 days. You can sign up right now at audible.com.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world. With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to three apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. NFL Game Day Morning is sponsored by Lowe's. They're the presenting sponsor. So I know all about the Lowe's home team that our next guest is part of, but I'll let him explain everything about it because he's a lead pipe wielding professional in that regard. And he's also a future Hall of Famer. Our friend on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Drew Brees. How you doing, Drew?
I'm great. Did you say I'm a lead pipe wielding professional?
You're a lead pipe wielding professional. You are
wielding.
Yes,
professional.
That is correct. That is correct.
I like it. I don't think I've heard that title, but I like that.
Well, or I could just say a lead pipe pickleball racket wielding professional. I could do that.
Oh, hey, there you go. Add that one to the resume, buddy.
Oh, yes. We'll get to that in a second. How are you doing? What's going on in your world, Drew? What's going on?
I'm doing great. I'm coaching my kids. We got some big football games coming up on Friday. We got some basketball over the weekend. Just, you know, living the dream as husband and father and keeping busy during the day with various things, getting a chance to do all the things I couldn't do while I was playing, and getting ready for the professional pickleball tour. And, you know, just kind of the usual.
There, very good. Do you miss it on Sunday mornings, Drew? Do you miss the game?
You know what? I do miss the excitement of and the butterflies of getting ready for a game, and then obviously running out of the tunnel, and just those moments that happen during the course of a game, just kind of the ebb and flow and just some of those emotions. But look, it's so much fun right now because all my, you know, my three boys are age 13, 11 and 10, and they're all playing fantasy football, right? We're in this fantasy football league against each other. So we've got our teams, and we're, you know, there's a lot of trash talk on Sundays.
Yep.
You know, kind of the point totals go up, go down, go up, go down. So it's fun to have this experience with them instead.
So now do you have more sympathy, empathy for those who might have ever come up to you and said you were my first round draft choice and you had only an 8-point week?
I totally get it because I see the amount of time that my kids put into developing their rosters each week, and like they're studying the injury reports, you know, and should I start this guy or shouldn't I, you know, they're starting to like evaluate the defense they're going up against or the matchup. I mean, it's just all this stuff that goes into, you know, how you think it's going to play out. So if all of a sudden a guy doesn't perform for you like you thought he would, and that's what cost you the game, I see how people get upset about that.
Well, and it's also a great way for you to stay in touch with the game and locked in and watching as much football as you can. And so when you're watching Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore go at it, what are you thinking as you're watching that from your couch, Drew Brees? What are you thinking about?
Well, that's just one of the best DBs in the league and one of the best receivers in the league going at it. You know, two highly competitive guys. You know, I don't know Mike Evans all that well. I had a chance to be in a Pro Bowl with him, and he looks like the type of guy that you would absolutely want to play with and play for. He seems like an unbelievable teammate, an awesome teammate, and a guy who is obviously, you know, one of the best receivers in the league and, you know, is highly productive. I think when I watched that moment in the game, that was a turning point in the game. Unfortunately, in a negative way for the Saints, you know, Marshawn Lattimore gets kicked out of that game. Why? Why does Lattimore get kicked out of that game? There was a lot of trash talk, but Lattimore's the one who got blindsided. He's the one who, you know, who got hit from a guy running 15 yards across the field to do it. And it's not like it's the first time that happened. It's like the third time that happened over the last couple of years. So tell me why Lattimore gets kicked out of that game, because that's the biggest difference in that game. Because the Saints were already down one DB, so now they're down their top two DBs as a result of that. And you got Tom Brady on the other side who's going to find other guys to throw to. That's not a problem for Tom. So that seemed to kind of work in the favor of the Bucks that happened.
Yeah, I mean, did you see how Evans went up to the ref and said, "What, you know, what do you want me to do? That he's going at Tom Brady right there." You know, that was kind of his defense. And I guess the question should have been, "What did you think when you saw Brady go up to Lattimore?" You've seen that before, I imagine, right, Drew?
No, I mean, there's trash talk that happens all the time. We're not kicking guys out of the game for trash talk.
I know.
We were kicking guys out of the game for trash talk, and everybody getting kicked out. Look, I mean, emotions are running high. That's a game that is obviously really meaningful for both sides. Those, you know, one of those two teams is going to win the division, right?
Yep.
So it's a meaningful game. And look, I think there was frustration on the part of the Bucs offense because, to be perfectly frank, the Saints defense has kicked their butt for about 8 quarters in a row. Like, turn on the tape, watch it, look at the score. They kicked their butt. And I think that was a moment in the game where I think that frustration was setting in. You know, I think the Bucs had scored, what, 3 points in 7.5 quarters up to that point.
Well, I mean, and then last year, Drew, obviously you not being there and then the musical chairs at quarterback due to injury was very difficult for the Saints to, you know, get through. And now Sean Payton is gone. What do you see? Do they miss Sean on offense from whatever you're watching about the Saints, Drew, in your estimation?
They're not possessing the ball. You know, it seems like there's just little mistakes that are occurring on drives that become drive killers. And like when you really want to break down performance of an offense, you only get 10 to 12 series a game on offense. So, you know, you really want to be scoring on half of those series, you know, whether it's a touchdown or a field goal. And if you're able to do that, you know, break it down. Let's say you score half touchdowns, half field goals on, you know, 12 series. You know, so you're scoring 6 times. I mean, you're scoring anywhere from 24 to 30 points, right? And that's going to win you a lot of games, especially with the defense that you have on the other side of the ball with the Saints. You know, that's a top 5 defense. But if 3 of those drives are being killed because you got a stupid penalty or something happened where there was a miscommunication and all of a sudden you're in a 3rd and long situation instead of 3rd and short, and you don't convert, now you have to punt as opposed to, you know, continuing the drive. You know, those are detrimental, you know, scenarios. So I think it's just a matter of really just cleaning up, you know, those mistakes that are drive killers because your opportunities are limited.
Drew Brees, Pro Football Hall of Famer to be, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Lowe's, which we'll get to in a second. One last football question for you, Drew, is I think of you all the time whenever I hear a quarterback in a spot for 4 or 5 years, 3, 4 years, and everybody's like, well, it's not working out there, and that guy's never going to work out, right? I mean, you are the ultimate, in many ways, the personification of go to another spot, hook up with a spot, and maybe a coach and a system, and a town, a city, and you can be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So what advice do you have for, say, someone like Mayfield in Carolina, or tonight, Tua? A great example, right? He's in year 3, and everybody thought, forget him. Look at him now, right? So what advice do you have for those guys, Drew Brees?
Yeah. Man, it's such an inexact science when it comes to even, I think, quarterback evaluation. Because to your point, you know, there's so many different systems and there's so many different scenarios that you can find yourself in that can send you one direction or the other. You know, you can send you the direction of getting beat up and losing confidence and everyone losing confidence in you. And then you just kind of developing this perception around you as to who you are, and you get labeled as a career backup and then that's all you are, right? Versus you get a second chance or, you know, you just get in the right situation with the right coach and the right system, whatever it might be, and then all of a sudden you flourish, right? And then the perception of you is this, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. I think at the end of the day, there's certain character traits that you're looking for in a quarterback. You need mental toughness. You need mental fortitude. You need work ethic. You need leadership ability. You need, you know, this ability to, you know, kind of overcome adversity, to have a level of poise. You know, so there's these character traits that if you have these, that it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before the other stuff aligns, and then you're on this path to success. So, you know, I feel like this opportunity for Baker Mayfield in Carolina is a great one. I think he needed a change of scenery. So we'll see how that plays out, but that could be really good. You know, Tua, that's an interesting one, because you watched this guy in college and it was like, this guy was near perfect every game, right? Now he's playing on a team that has NFL talent all around him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But playing in a very competitive league in the SEC. So I think there, to me, it seemed like he had all the traits, both physical and mental, right away. And that would absolutely translate to the NFL. And I know there were struggles early on, but to me, man, it's so early in the game for a guy like that, right? And so we'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But man, I think he's played outstanding. And look, sometimes the best thing that can happen to you as a player is you get knocked down. You know, you experience some failure, especially if you're a guy who's always had success in your life or always been the man. I think that is a necessity to you reaching your full potential.
Is
you have to get knocked down, man. You have to face adversity in whatever form that is. You got to get knocked around a little bit and have to really dig deep and challenge yourself.
I love it, because I mean, you think about it tonight.
Off season for Tua.
Yeah, and think about it, Drew, tonight against Burrow, and it was his, you know, those guys faced each other in college, and Burrow was always, and Herbert held up as, look how great these are, fresh out of the box, these guys. And Tua's been X, Y, and Z, and it hasn't been that great. Now he's the one who's 3-0. It's got to be really confident.
Yeah,
for,
I mean,
you know?
Look, it's an instant gratification league and society that we live in, right? So if you don't get it done right away, it's like, I mean, people are very quick to judge, unfortunately. But man, that's why you got to have some mental toughness and some mental fortitude, and you got to have some discipline as an organization too. You got to be able to block out the noise and say, man, we're committed. We're committed to this guy, and we're going to give him everything he can to succeed. It's hard to do. It's hard to do. But I think the good organizations find a way to do that.
Before I let you go, Drew, NFL Game Day morning, the presenting sponsor is Lowe's. So I know all about the Lowe's home team. We also see some video of you conducting the great works in the community that the Lowe's home team is set up for. So I will set you up to give you the floor on those who may not know what the Lowe's home team is and what you're doing with Lowe's. Drew.
Yeah, so I'm GM of the Lowe's home team, have been for the last 2 years. Lowe's has committed $100 million over the next 5 years. To home improvement improvement projects in communities in NFL cities. And I'm joining alongside a bunch of current NFL players, guys like Micah Parsons, Justin Herbert, Travis Kelce, and others to kind of spearhead these efforts in our communities, in our cities. In fact, I was in New Orleans last week working with an organization in the Lower Ninth Ward called lower9.org. helping to build a kind of multi-use facility that's going to be used as a food pantry, a gathering place, their housing, an incubator for businesses and charities. So really a cool project. And I love working with organizations and companies like Lowe's that make that type of commitment. $100 million over 5 years in these communities is going to make a huge difference.
Love it. Lowe's.com/home team for more information. I'm a pickleball guy too, man. By the way, I play it once a week, and I you know, sometimes get made fun for it. And certainly by my guys here, a man of a certain age. You're younger than me, Drew. It's a hell of a workout. It is a hell of a sport. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if pickleball really needs the table pounded for it, but
let's get together and play.
Yeah.
I've got one in the backyard here, so anytime you want to. Anytime you want to you know, come get some action. Let's go.
We know the same people. We know the same people that you're playing with. I know those guys too. You know, Matt and the crew. Let's do it.
That's right.
Let's do it. Just stay out of the kitchen. That's all I'm saying. Just stay out of the kitchen, Drew. I've got my head on a swivel. I can see that stuff. I can see it.
I like it. Let's do it.
Take care of yourself, Drew. Best to your family. You be well.
Iris.
You got it. At Drew Brees. Check it out. Again, Lowe's.com/home team right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff with Drew Brees. It kind of lends the conversation about Tua and what's kind of on the line with him tonight. It's fascinating to me. I can't get enough of that kid, as you know. And when we come back, we'll discuss that. And Salty Russ? Ooh. I didn't know that was possible. Salty Russell Wilson?
Interesting.
Steve Young and Matthew Stafford, Hour 2, and there's you at 844-204-RICH as well here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're unlocking potential, folks. The potential to do your own thing and be your own boss and steer your own success and blaze your own trail. Because each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit that open road and take on any goal you set, to help you follow your passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences right off your bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they're going to take you. And with 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, and thousands of ways to customize, a Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help you drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So, now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Yeah, baby. So, tonight's game, Thursday Night Football.
Huge game.
On Prime Video.
Huge game.
Prime Video. Coming in, you're like, okay, Dolphins, Bengals, coming in the season.
Oh, in the season?
In the season. In the season. It's like, okay, you know what? It's going to be like the old CBS Saturday game, right?
Right.
Burrow versus Tua. Just like the old SEC matchup. Remember that was a big deal when they faced each other, LSU versus Alabama, and it was like, okay, the first overall selection against a kid that, you know, it's kind of rising up a lot of charts of a lot of scouts saying he could be pretty damn good in the NFL too. And the first overall pick in question at the time, it wasn't Burrow, it was Tua.
Oh, remember I was like popping up mock drafts and you're like, who is Joe Burrow?
Yo, who the heck? Right.
Why is that?
I wasn't saying who's Joe Burrow. I was saying who's putting Joe Burrow number one
right,
overall.
Right. Who's putting
because
him
we all
one.
Know that in that 2018 national championship game when Tua came off the bench and everybody's like, how do you pronounce this kid's name? And why is Jalen Hurts being benched just down 13-0? And he looks off the safety to pop it into Devontae Smith's hands in the end zone and win it in overtime. Everyone's like, the Dolphins, he had the Dolphins at hello. They were tanking for Tua on the spot.
Yeah, big time.
So, everyone's like, Dolphins are going to get the first overall selection, and Tua's going to be their guy. Well, Tua wasn't their guy. Apparently, Burrow wound up being their guy that they apparently started pounding on the door of the Bengals saying, who there can we talk to that will say yes to our overtures for the first overall selection? And the answer was pound sand. And they chose Burrow. And there's Burrow in Cincinnati while Tua is on the bench behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Interestingly enough, we'll be on the Prime Video set tonight in Cincinnati. And Burrow's the one who's getting all the, look at this kid, getting his Burrow handed to him by the Chargers, I believe, in that opening game. And Burrow got beaten and battered and still kept going and kept on ticking, and the Chargers won that game and then went home and started Tyrod Taylor in their home opener against the Chiefs, and he took a shot to the ribs that didn't land right, and then in comes Justin Herbert. He comes out of the box, and everyone's like, hey, look at this kid. He didn't even know he was going to start, and he almost beat the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And then eventually Anthony Lynn let go of that, well, I'm not going to start this kid unproven over my veteran Tyrod Taylor just because he had the wrong lung punctured. By the way, all punctured lungs, it's the wrong lung.
Yes.
But Herbert starts doing his thing. And then eventually the Dolphins turn to Tua in the middle of the season. Everyone's like, why are they doing that? Amazing. It's Burrow blows his knee out, and it's just like, what a shame. It would have been great to see him. Herbert, oh my God, no one expected him. And Tua gets to start. Like, why? Remember that? Why? And Fitzpatrick was even wondering why. And much of the team was probably wondering why. Why are we doing it? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick was winging it around. Eventually, on occasion, despite one incredible, by the way, game, look it up, between Tua and Kyler Murray. That was a fun game to watch, Tua and Kyler Murray, in that first year that Tua was doing his thing. Eventually, a couple times, Brian Flores turned to the beard and said, going for the kid, he's lost. And Fitzpatrick would turn things around, and everyone's like, wondering what's up with Tua. And then Burrow comes back from a knee injury, right? And Tua gets the start, and Herbert is now Herbert, as we currently call him, Herbert. He's Justin. He gets the first name treatment. And Burrow comes back from a knee injury, and we're like, well, we'll see what he's. He's just in Cincinnati, and we'll see what he can do. And Tua gets out there and doesn't look all that great. Doesn't look all that great. At one point, the middle of October last year, get this, Stephen Ross asked for permission to talk to Deshaun Watson in the middle of everything that was going on with him.
All of that really happened.
In the middle of everything. Let's kick the tires to see if Deshaun wants to be acquired and if it's safe for us to do it. Hey, passed on it. But hey, Tua, you're still our guy. Burrow then goes on to the Super Bowl. Herbert goes on to the Pro Bowl. And then Tua comes back to Miami because Deshaun Watson's not going there. And Burrow gets all the offensive line protection, and I'm one of the many sitting here saying he's going to do it again this year because he's Burrow. And Herbert, how much MVP chatter was around him around fantasy draft season? And all we're sitting here is talking about Tua's ball fluttering in the air as it lands in Tyreek Hill's hands because he has to slow up to catch it during practices. And Tyreek talking him up like he's Mahomes. And Mike McDaniel FaceTiming him on the PJ on the way to his new gig saying, you're my guy. Talking about the most accurate ball he's ever seen thrown. And we're like, all right.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And who steps on the field tonight? The only 3-0 quarterback in the American Football Conference that Joe Burrow won last year. Yeah, it's Tua. Yeah, baby. Tua Tagovailoa versus Joe Burrow again. Fire up the Brad Nessler machine.
Three fingers worth,
let's
right,
go. Fire it up. Let's get Vern Lundquist out there to be the honorary captain.
Vern.
Let's go. Yeah. It's the SEC. Except it's Alan Kirk, and Kirk Herbstreit will have tons of stories about these two, one would think. And Tua takes that stage tonight and can say, I'm here now. Justin Herbert and his fractured rib cartilage, 1-2. How's he doing? I could send Joe Burrow to 1-3 in his conference title defense. So, yeah, I know the Eli Apple Tyreek Hill matchup will be of some people's focus, but I can't wait to see what Tua looks like, especially since his lower back is apparently an issue. And he says he's going, and it looks like he's going.
We called in the wolf yesterday.
You, but that looked like money.
Yeah.
We called in the wolf, and she kind of said that that's what happens when your back hurts.
Colleen Wolf. Colleen Wolf, yes. Talking about her
figure skating.
Her figure skating days, yes.
So your back, I didn't think he hit his head that hard, but.
Brother, all I know is it looks like Tua is going to answer the bell, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm glad, with all due respect to Teddy Bridgewater, Tua versus Burrow. I just laid out for you Tua's entire journey to this very moment tonight. And again, as we mentioned yesterday, unbelievably, the only other 3-0 quarterback in this league is the guy he replaced on that national championship night in Atlanta 4+ years ago, almost 5 years ago, in Jalen Hurts. I love it. Love it. Can't make it up. And then there's Burrow and the Bengals, who start off 0-2 and in a five-day span can get to 500. At the quarter post point of the season, just hit the reset button and off they go. And the Dolphins can then fall to 3-1.
I think the Bengals win tonight.
Kind of feel it. Because the Bengals were in New Jersey having a huge lead after the first quarter. They kind of put their feet up on the table after that.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to be threatened by the Flacco-led Jets offense. The defense was getting slashed up while the Dolphins were playing a de facto playoff game in 100-degree heat. Now they're the ones who have to hop on a plane and practice, apparently, in Cincinnati's college, the Bearcat Stadium, where somebody is snaking their plays onto Twitter.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, talk about ridiculous and really... Yeah, that's BS right there. But the Dolphins are the ones who are going to go on the road on the short week, and that is not easy. After that game, it can obviously be a letdown. I mean, Mike McDaniel has his hands full in his second road game as a head coach in the NFL. His first one went swimmingly, certainly in the fourth quarter in Baltimore. So here comes another AFC North opponent that is quite stout with its own MVP quarterback. But Tua doesn't have a history with Lamar. He's got one with this kid he's seeing tonight. Love the backdrop to tonight's game. Love it. You got me hyped for this game. Steve Young and Matthew Stafford and you, hour two. I know I was going to get to Salty Russ, but I just got caught up in it. Just trying to set tables.
Yeah, I don't think people are really talking enough about how massive of a game this is.
I think it's big. Yeah. And I think it's one of those potential wild card, if necessary. Because you know how I feel about the Bills.
Tiebreaker situation. Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah. Could be the difference between having to go to the jungle in January or Miami. Could be a difference between that. Could be an AFC Championship game preview, too. Don't laugh.
Your current one seed in the AFC against the 13th seed.
No, it's ridiculous to do this right now.
Facts.
You know what? That's almost similar. It's not almost similar. It is similar to it because you're 3/17 through the season, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So what's the 3/17 mark of
baseball season?
No, NHL or NBA. Whatever that is. So it would be like, what, late November, early December?
We're not good at math here. We can't.
Whatever it would be. Whatever one quarter of the season is, right?
3 divided by 17 is 17.6% of the year out of the way, right? So times 82 after 14 games.
Okay, after 14 games, you're giving me the update on the 8th and final playoff spot race in both the NBA and the NHL. That is the exact.
It's like the first year of LeBron in Miami. They started the season 9-8.
So that's pretty 14 games in the NBA season. Let's start focusing on the play-in rounds.
I'm here for it.
I'm not. You won't be either. Audible has everything you love listening to and more. It's the home of storytelling. There's no better place to find all the stories your imagination craves, like the hottest new releases of the year. Audiobooks, exclusive originals, and popular podcasts, including The Rich Eisen Show, they're all on Audible. Whatever you're in the mood for, Audible has an incredible selection of audio entertainment for you to choose from. Maybe you want to get the real story behind your favorite team's winning streak. Maybe you want to hear celebrities talk about their lives and careers. Or maybe you could use some pro hacks on how to better your business, better your relationships, or just get better sleep. And there's knockout performances from your A-list entertainers and comedians, too. The best part is you get to have it all, because with Audible, there are thousands of included titles that you can listen to all you want, and more get added every single week. So come to the home of storytelling and try it for free for 30 days. You can sign up right now at audible.com.